to everyone. It's going to be an important one. It's going to have a lot of information. We're going to be focusing our view on the border, specifically the two camps in Texas.
Yeah.
The camps named by these protesters as the Yauli camp.
Yauli.
And the other one is called the Somisek camp.
Somisek.
Basically, they're two protest camps, right?
Okay, yeah.
These camps are part of the Caravan Support Network, as I have told you. Recently, a group of people have been put on a list that alerts secondary screenings at border crossings, and when people are traveling, they're being questioned by Homeland Security and Border Patrol. And this was recently reported in the San Diego 7 News, as well as Mother Jones, and I think the LA Times covered it. Point is that we're going to be talking about the Caravan Support Network's Texas camps tonight. And from a so-called media source named Orlando Cruz from the Native Media Network, he claims they gave him a press pass. We will be hearing what those people at the camps are up to, at least according to this, again, so-called media person, Orlando Cruz. That's going to be a bulk of our show. We're going to have a watch party of a, you know, condensed version of many, many videos. And believe me, you didn't want to have to watch all of those videos to get information.
You only want to watch all the videos we're going to show you. Imagine watching all of them that they came from.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be, it's going to be very interesting, but I want you to pay attention to what he says is happening at the camps and the border, what their plans are, who are they inviting to come, who are they saying needs to come to the camps, and what specific items are these folks requesting. It's going to be very, very interesting. So we'll be talking about both the Somisek and Yauli camp, which is the Yauli camp is one that's by the cemetery. We'll be talking about the reports from Orlando Cruz with Native Media Network. And we'll also be talking about how all of this has connected to a pattern of fraud supporters, people that support fraud, fake, staged events. And of course, we are going to tie that in with the people that are being investigated that are on this list, people that are being questioned, people that are being interrogated, people that are being investigated. And I told you that investigation has to do with the joint announcement between Mexico's Secretariat of the Interior, Olga Sanchez Cordero, and Kirstjen Nielsen, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, and Interpol, investigating the group Pueblos Sin Fronteras and their activities as part of an investigation of trafficking, human trafficking. Right? I showed you all of that information came out recently in the news. We're going to talk about how this connects to all of that. Okay? So let's get started on today's show, a Caravan Support Network Texas Camps edition. And I want to invite you to listen to us here on 88.1 FM KPPPLP Fargo Moorhead, where we're adding local color to your airwaves. We are also available online. If you want to go check out our past shows for A Mexican Crossing Lines, you can find them all there with your host, Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke, how can folks send us information, support our work?
Definitely.
Leave us comments.
Oh, send us information, leave us comments, support our work. All those things are very important. Thank you for watching. Those of you in the Fargo-Moorhead area listening to the actual broadcast of the audio of the show, welcome. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate all of you watching. If you want to get a hold of us, there's many ways to do it. And we're going to start out with our call-in line. It's 701-566-0917. It's actually a message line, not really a call-in line. We don't take over-the-air calls during shows. But we do listen, so if you want to give us a comment or have something to say and you want to do it in audio format, call 701-566-0917. If you want to do old-fashioned email, you can send Cindy an email at cindy@kpppfm.com. or me, Duke, at kpppfm.com. You can also tweet us at media_PPP, and you can follow us on Facebook at 88.1 FM Fargo Moorhead, the People's Press Project of Mexi-Can. Now, the 88.1 FM Fargo Moorhead Facebook site seems to be the most popular. That's where we're broadcasting from, where we're live streaming from anyways. But we do broadcast in the Fargo Moorhead area because we are a legitimate 501c3. We have a FCC radio license to broadcast, pretty much through this whole community of about a potential of 165,000 people. And so we broadcast 24 hours a day here in the Fargo Moorhead area. If you would like to support our work, which includes the live streaming, because the live streaming has been able to reach thousands of people. I think we, had 49,000 reach in the past month. And so a lot of people are being, connected to our work, listening to our work, watching our work. You go to kpppfm.com, and that's where we take all of our shows that we've done, and we put the video up in a high definition format. We actually use YouTube for that. So if you want to go to YouTube and go to Duke1517, that's a channel that I basically run, and you can find all of the Mexican Crossing Lines shows there. We have a playlist on there on Mexican Crossing Lines, as well as some of the other stuff we produce.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Hit the little subscribe button, hit the little bell, then you'll get notified. We put these videos pretty much right after we're done with the Facebook Lives, put them up right away for those of you that don't have Facebook. So you can go to kpppfm.com and look at all our past shows. There's a program button where you click and go down to a Mexican Crossing Lines. You can find the most current shows. We're up to date except for one show. And you can do comments on those shows. Also, if you go to the same website at kpppfm.com, there's a donate section. Since we're a nonprofit organization, we're raising money to basically continue the work we do, because we do a charitable work. We are basically approved by the IRS and by the FCC to do this work. In fact, we would not be able to have a radio station if we wouldn't have been a legitimate nonprofit. So we can't advertise, but we can do underwriting, and we can also take tax-deductible donations. So if you'd like to support our work, it'll be used for exactly what we need. I mean, we have a shoestring budget. We operate with old equipment. We're always trying to improve, but we really don't waste any money. We use all of it to pay the bills to stay on the air. So if you would like to make a contribution, go to kpppfm.com/donate. Read a little bit more about us, and there'll be a link there. If you can't do online fundraising, payments that way, you can also send a check. There's an address on there where you can send a check. And we'd really, really appreciate any contributions that you make to our station and to our work. And we do thank all of you for participating. The participation is wonderful. The comments are really good to see what people are up to. And this information is really, really important. So we really appreciate those of you who are viewing, watching, and listening.
We've been doing this research on this group of people for over 2.5 years, and it really takes a deep dive like that to analyze how these folks are connected. What is their modus operandi? How do they pull off these hoaxes? How do they pull off these made-up events? How do they do it? Because if you don't understand how they do it, when it happens, you don't automatically recognize what's happening, and you can fall for hoaxes. A lot of these people have gotten away repeatedly with defrauding folks. So we're going to focus on what this guy, Orlando Cruz, is saying that is going to be happening in the Texas camps. We told you that there's veterans out there from the Sierra Club that are camping with these folks that are protesting the border wall, the protecting the Eli Jackson Cemetery, so they claim. And we told you that it's all manufactured on their part, because they're neither a federally recognized butterfly sanctuary, nor is there a real known viable threat to the cemetery. They're trying to equate it like the bodies that might have to be moved, if that's even true, would be tantamount to moving sacred burial
that's
grounds.
Right.
Like, I think I've heard them call
grave robbing.
Yeah, like sacred burial grounds. There's a lot of, inflation of what's really happening so that they have a moral authority to be there, because otherwise they're manufacturing an event to raise money off of an issue that they know America cares about, which is border security. So, and this is the, you know, this is what I've been saying about what's happening at these camps. They told you that they know that they're not going to stop the border wall being built there. They're just making money off of the opportunity at this time. In order for you to understand a little bit more about who Orlando Cruz is, you have to know what he was involved with the last time he was on our show.
Okay, yeah.
And what, if you recall, Duke, that had to do with the Marcus Mitchell fraud.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was an online fraud that raised thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm going to show you one GoFundMe, a GoFundMe. Another person that was raising money for this person was Mitra Sin. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
So she raised another batch of thousands of dollars, which she claimed that she did not give to Marcus Mitchell. And she also claimed that she was not giving it back to the people it was defrauded from in the first place. She was going to instead give it to some other charitable cause. I've seen a pattern of these phonies doing that as well when they get caught. And I'm going to show you the co-conspirators in the fraud. Yes, and I'm going to keep on calling them that, because they weren't just promoting someone who they had no idea would lie and defraud people. I'm going to show you very briefly, because I've already covered all of this on the show in which I exposed Mr. Mitchell, as well as all of his cohorts that helped cover it up, like John Gonzalez, like Terrence Daniels, Anthony Gazzotti, like Mitra Sin, like Dan Garduño, Lolly B, and Joy Braun, as well as Ryan Vizens from No Spiritual Surrender, okay? As well as other people that are connected to those who are currently supporting what you're going to see in the video with the report about the camps, Orlando Cruz. Orlando Cruz, who himself is a fraud because he supports frauds. And I would say that that's true of all of these other folks when they are knowingly making excuses for and continuing to double down on what they did in supporting Marcus Mitchell's fraud in the first place. Okay. Remember, it wasn't just a oops, he lied about getting shot in the chest. He defrauded people online out of thousands of dollars in multiple platforms. Okay. Do you remember all of this, Duke?
Oh yeah.
What did you think about what I was talking about right now?
Oh my God. We go way back to Halloween of last year and the whole thing that happened at Marcus Mitchell. And also we've been researching him because of his case, you know, and so we knew these things were all lies. Well, we knew he had a hearing that following Monday. And, you know, right before that, all of a sudden he shot, and then all these people came out, you know, supporting him. And I was like, what's going on? And then we, you know, find out pretty quickly that it's all a big hoax. And instead of people saying, boy, I got duped. And, you know, that was like, you know, I jumped too quick into this. They all doubled down, and all sorts of people, and all these people were connected to Standing Rock. And of course, he was connected to Standing Rock. And see, what was happening is that the Standing Rock trials were coming to an end. They're coming to an end, and they still need to milk them. They still needed to milk them for something more. And these folks are out there milking it away. And we tried to hold them accountable. You know, we did shows on it. They directly responded to us. You know, it's like, you know, they're saying, yeah, you guys are liars about us lying. No, wait, we weren't lying. We were just taking. Oh my God, why are you saying these things? And you'll see some of that repeated tonight. I think it's something that, you know, people have been scamming, and this Orlando Cruz that we're going to spend some time on tonight too was one of the biggest ones, one of the biggest liars, and he's being paraded around the country in these other camps. The thing is, these people go on to do other things, and they use their Standing Rock cred, their street cred, their Standing Rock cred, and they go and they're put up on stages, they're given stipends and honorariums, they're flown around the country because they're supposedly these activists, and what they are is a bunch of frauds. And so these connections to people, everyone that's connected to this is participating in the fraud. So I think it's just indicative of what is going on with the leftovers from Standing Rock, trying to milk it to the last minute, and they try to create more and more stuff. They've created these camps dealing with the border issues and the migrant caravan, and it's just as fake as the earlier stuff. You know, it's just fake, fake, fake.
Yeah, and this all happened last year around October. It was right around Halloween,
yeah,
the time of Halloween. Mm-hmm. So if you go back and check on the shows that we did about Marcus Mitchell around October 31st, you will find that we set all of this out for people to see that, you know, basically they were all lying with him, in concert with him, validating Marcus Mitchell's lie. And I'm going to show you how they did that. First of all, I want to show you that one of the people that had, you know, one of the only people that in the all of the media that covered Standing Rock, that actually talked to Marcus Mitchell about his initial allegations of what happened to him out at Standing Rock and how he lost his eye and had all of these severe injuries, was John Gonzalez. And here's John Gonzalez's post where he did this interview over the phone with Marcus Mitchell and, excuse me, talked about what the world should know about what happened to Marcus, okay? So, if you could start reading that, Duke.
All right, I sure will. The world should know. Straight talk with Standing Rock water protector Marcus Mitchell, who yesterday was beaten by Mandan police. On the morning of January 19, 2017, the day before Trump's inauguration, I was shot in my left eye by police at the Backwater Bridge, the Blackwater Bridge on Highway 1806, just north of the Ochetis Oyate camp outside of Cannonball, North Dakota. The impact from a non-lethal beanbag round shattered my cheek and bone and orbital wall next to my eye, resulting in a loss of my vision. Hearing, sense of smell, taste, and touch left in my left side of the body. The police officer that shot me was aiming directly at me with the intention to cause serious harm. I was found in the hospital in Bismarck, North Dakota. The location news of my injury was not released by the Morton County Sheriff's Office or the hospital due to security reasons. I believe that the police and hospital were intentionally trying to hide my injury from the public. At the hospital, I was handcuffed to the bed and after surgery to remove metal pellets from my eye. I was denied calls to my family, denied water, and kept under armed guard. After my relatives found me, I was immediately released from custody and was allowed visitors. The day I was discharged from the hospital, Morton County issued a warrant for my arrest. Under legal advisement, I chose not to release this video due to my warrant until I received necessary medical care and my health recovered. As my relatives and indigenous people from across Turtle Island were traveling to march in Washington, D.C., I believe that now is the time to share my story because we must not be afraid and we must share the truth about what this country is doing to indigenous people and our precious mother's water for the existence of our next seven generations. Our struggle is not over. It's just beginning.
The show that we did covering this is called Father of Lies. I'm sharing this in the comments of our show. Go back and watch Father of Lies and see how they pulled off this stunt. In this next slide, John Gonzalez is talking about... Oh, this is from his Facebook page, excuse me. And you can see what he says he is. He says he's a drone pilot, journalist, author, and to protect Unchi Maka, our indigenous communities, and the vulnerable. The vulnerable, like the people that were defrauded online. The vulnerable people whose emotions you like to jerk on.
Yeah.
And you like to take advantage of to get money for people who are frauds. And then use the excuse of mental illness and PTSD. I think a lot of people that actually suffer from mental illness and PTSD, such as veterans, would take great offense to you likening the, innate need to defraud and lie to people as a symptom of PTSD or as a symptom of mental illness, like... No, criming is not the automatic response. It's not going to work for Jesse. It's not going to work for this story. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. It doesn't fit. It's quite insulting. It's quite insulting. So here's what else he is connected to. He's a water protector at Ochetti, Sacco, and Camp. He worked at Standing Bear Network. Basically, he's a live streamer. He founded Standing Bear Network. Standing Bear is his native name.
I see.
He lives in Wakefield, Rhode Island. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But if you keep going down, he manages politics and stuff. Remember when I talked about these fake progressives and mm-hmm. their fake progressive platforms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Politics and stuff was on that list. And then it says Standing Bear Network and Progressive Independent News. So progressive independence, the progressive, the real progressives, politics and stuff, and a lot of these other groups that they talk to you about that supported Bernie Sanders, that supported Jill Stein, that were talking about all of this MMT nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these people are the same people connected to John Gonzalez. Okay. What else do we have here? Marcus Mitchell's GoFundMe. So this is one of the places he collected money from. Okay. As you can see there, they collected $3,115 out of $20,000. This was in solidarity with this guy because he... And they're using the original pictures of him in the hospital from his original injuries at Standing Rock. This is not for the gunshot injuries. This mm-hmm. is not because it didn't happen. This is not for a recent, you know, it was because they were saying he still had a lot of hospital bills from way back then, 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
almost 3 years ago. And because he's got to come to court mm-hmm. and he needs money for that.
Yep.
So here is another post from Marcus Mitchell asking for money, where he's complaining about how the judge knows about his condition, the fake shooting he's talking about, and won't allow for a continuance. So he's going to have to go down to North Dakota. But then there's some problem with the $2,000, the $1,200 that were already raised for him.
Oh, yeah.
The reason for that is because his credit bank has messed up transferring of those funds I already raised into his account, and the bank told him that those funds, around $1,200, would arrive into his bank account by November 7th, but he needs to come to court before that, so he's going to need you to give him another $1,200 pronto. Look how smart. He's like, oh, money I know I already raised all the money I needed for the transportation, but now the money transfer issue means I need another $1,200. Totally, I'm going to pay back, right? Like, why would you give this kid more money?
Yeah, you shouldn't.
But, you know, the people that did and supported him are John Gonzalez, a lot of the people that are currently at this Texas camp, or people that work with the folks that are in the Caravan Support Network. Let me show you how they communicate still to this day about our reporting here at 88.1. This is recently posted by Susie Desba after we talked about the report about the list that Homeland Security is going off of to interview people at the border.
Mm-hmm.
And she says 88.1 Fargo Moorhead and Cindy Gomez and her co-host Hubby Duke on Facebook Live admit in many live feeds to reporting activists to Homeland Security. So these articles coming out about this are most likely with the help from her. And oh yeah, she also monitors this group too, FYI, because this was posted in the Caravan Support Network. And one of the people that supported the last fraud, that the guy that is going to be on the watch party that we're going to watch together, Orlando Cruz, was involved with, John Gonzalez, he comments too. And what does he say? Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. And then he laughs, laughing emojis and thank you emoji. And then Juliana Sequoia, one of the people that was commenting on their post about being on the list. I showed this on my last show. This is part of a larger post where they're all commenting. I'm on the list. And Evan Duke's like, I'm on the list. You know, she was one of the people commenting. I believe that she was also part of that group or asking if she was on the list. And she's like, damn. And then another person named Julius Child says, sound like she's not got enough to do. Poor Cindy. Well, let me tell you something about how investigations work. Somebody leaked this information to the press. So since I am part of the press, I would have had to have been part of Homeland Security or ICE or CBP in order to be leaking it to the press. So that's not how it works.
That's right.
Pendeja. But also, there's the thing of how this story came out. As I discussed on my last show, the Standing Rock phonies had a similar friendly media at The Intercept get information when it became apparent to people within this vast network of Standing Rock frauds and phonies and actors that they were being investigated. Because that's what they do. See, it's a pattern of behavior I've seen. Once they know, their network knows, then they have one of their media allies or somebody in the legal allyship immediately question the authorities so that they can find out more information about what they're being investigated for. That way they can dog whistle to all of the people in their network that they're trying to protect from the investigation. Hey, we're being investigated and this is who they're investigating. So that means that the River Doherty's of the world can shut down their Facebook pages and stop talking on social media and be a little bit more careful. It dog whistles to all of them to clamp down and protect themselves because they're being investigated. So I don't think that's what I am, Susie. If you're accusing me of actually working with ICE or Border Patrol or Homeland Security, then why would I need to do it in this clandestine fashion?
Yep, exactly.
I've just been reporting it pretty publicly. And I'm not openly admitting to reporting you to Homeland Security. I am reporting and I am glad to share this information with Mexican reporters, Homeland Security, ICE, and anybody else who needs this information for their investigative work. There's nothing, there is nothing but facts, figures, and accountability and transparency on my part, on my end.
Oh, yeah.
So this is from the GoFundMe that Marcus Mitchell had up. And this was just 4 months ago. Remember, this hoax took place in October of last year. And just 4 months ago, somebody went and found that they're still having this GoFundMe for Mitchell and people are still promoting it somehow.
Wow.
And this is what somebody wrote on the GoFundMe. They were so upset. They said, give the money back, basically. This is fake. Marcus Mitchell is fake. You still having this up shows you really don't care. This guy needs prayers, not money. He needs to sweat and not want for attention. He is a POS to the cause and to this movement. People like him make it harder for real warriors that need real help. Give this money back, Marcus.
Yeah.
People are calling him out. But if you dare and you do it effectively and you show receipts like Mexican crossing lines, then they come after you. And a lot of these folks did. By the way, many of them perpetrated frauds of their own. Remember Terrence Daniels, the guy that was raising money for the people in the California wildfires using pictures he stole from Hillary Rodham Clinton's Twitter account? Mm-hmm. Like he didn't even bother to fake the information properly. Yeah, he was one of the people and that raised that money for a roof after a hurricane he kept for himself. Mm-hmm. Remember how I showed you he defrauded a lady and her damaged home after a hurricane? Yeah, this is the kind of people these folks are. So, of course, they're down to clown with the fraud Marcus Mitchell. And he says, Terrence Daniels posts this article seemingly attaching another accident that had nothing to do with Marcus Mitchell that wasn't even on the same date but posting it on his page to give credence, from different water protectors that are highly regarded and respected for being truth tellers, that this was real. Yeah. And he posted this KRQE.com article that is titled, "Shooting in Northwest Albuquerque Leaves Man with Critical Injuries." But that did not pertain to Marcus Mitchell. And here is another post of Terrence Daniels showing you that he was trying to make it seem as if he was talking about Marcus Mitchell's shooting. And says, "Marcus is out of surgery." He never had surgery. There was no shots. There was no gunshots. Mm-hmm. "Marcus is out of surgery and recovering. Thank you." Here's another one of the frauds and phonies who was out in Puerto Rico after the hurricane happened there, after Hurricane Maria, defrauding people of their money, helping the ones that were. Remember he was raising money for dog surgery? For
his that's right.
Yeah, we showed you all of that in Disaster Vultures. Go back and watch that show, Nemo. Why don't you find the Disaster Vultures series and drop it in the comments of the show so folks can go and see the background, the pattern of fraudulent behavior and supporting those who defraud. Here's Anthony Gazzotti supporting the fraudulent behavior of Marcus Mitchell. "Fellow water protector Marcus Mitchell found in a field in Albuquerque with two gunshot wounds to the lower abdomen, waiting for update. Update. Marcus has been found and is in the hospital, and under the circumstances, they will not release any information. So please leave it to the family to deal with things and release information as needed. This is a time to stand together and be respectful. And remember, security culture."
Oh, yeah.
Like, red alert. Water protectors unite, right?
Yep.
And it was all a hoax. Please tell me that you see, Duke, that this is not just accidentally, you know, jumping the gun because you wanted to believe that you were helping someone in real need. Can you not see how far out of their way these folks are going to present what looks like factual information about something that was completely, completely fabricated? Mm-hmm. This is another post. This is actually a video. And I want you to know that this man, John Gonzalez, kicked off the phony support by literally, like, you know, in the movie Say Anything, where John Cusack is holding up the stereo over his head, you know, in a moment reminiscent from a scene from that movie, John Gonzalez sits on his live stream holding up his phone to the screen such as this, mm-hmm, and crying bitter, weeping bitter tears of horror and pain as he listens to his little nephew dying from gunshot wounds that never happened. When it was exposed by me, okay, because all of these people that you are hearing from talking about the Marcus Mitchell hoax, they're not mad at Marcus Mitchell that he defrauded people. They're mad at me for exposing it. And they're even more mad that I said what needed to be said, which is that they are co-conspirators. They've done it before. They'll do it again. Watch for yourself how contrite, how guilty this man feels. He doesn't. He is doubling down on the fraud and saying that he wants to actually congratulate everybody that sent thousands of dollars for this crime, this cyber crime. Hey, all of you that decided to send money, even though it turned out to be a fraud that hurts other water protectors, that hurts people that are in real need, I'm going to congratulate you for falling for this hoax and for supporting this person, even though it was a complete fraud, because that's how they do. They double down on their BS. Watch for a minute.
"Marcus, I've needed, time to cultivate my emotions and a lot of the information that I've seen coming in. And I've been surrounding myself with some really good people. And I have a few things I want to say about this. And, be sure to share this out because I know it's causing a lot of division. And I think this is really a time for coming together. As far as the night of the alleged shooting, which we know now to be false, first thing I want to do is I want to thank everybody who responded so quickly. You know, when there's a call out for a water protector man down, you know, people really rose to the occasion. And, you know, I thought that my brother was shot and bleeding out in a field somewhere in Albuquerque. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I left that post up there. You know, as controversial as it may be, we have to realize, you know, that Marcus, you know, he experienced a lot of trauma out there at Standing Rock. He and Sophia Walensky, you know, were hurt terribly. You know, and many, many others. I think it's a time for us to acknowledge the trauma, you know, that...
Don't acknowledge the fraud.
Yeah.
Don't acknowledge the lie. Look past that and focus on the PTSD. Focus on the trauma. Focus on the excuse. And the excuse is the trauma. Right? That's supposed to excuse any criminal behavior that these people do. Another person making excuses for Marcus Mitchell was Mitra. Mitra Sen, by the way, works with LaDonna on the Sacred Stone Camp Facebook page, which has tens of thousands of followers. Recently, Mitra Sen helped LaDonna do a video in which they defended the Nathan Phillips hoax. See, people that lie together, fraud together.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do. And Mitra Sen was defending this entire lie. Here is what she said. Go back to the top, please.
To the very...
Okay, so it said it, they were talking about the bullets and the injury, and it says here, it ricocheted. I don't know who said that there. Or I think it was Mitra. Then Susie Desba. This is Vanessa Dundon. And she says, Mitra Sen did not dress any wound. Tina Trana said she did, or she gave him the supplies. Then Diane Heidemann said she gave him the kinesio, I don't know what that is.
It's a black tape.
Kinesio tape.
Yep.
Kinesio tape. Then Mitra chimes in and says, Susie, since the story changed to only a ricocheted round, superficial, did not puncture the lung wound. He did not remove the gauze. I focused on ribs, put on K-tape. She helped him put on the kinesthesio tape or whatever that is supposedly on the wounds. And the way that she is excusing why this two gunshot wounds to the chest turned into the bullet ricocheted somewhere. It was a magic bullet, the magic bullet. So no gauze was removed. It was odd. There was no bruising. I only focused on ribs. If it were only a superficial injury, no need to dress. He was going to live. Let me tell you that Mitra talked about that before she made an excuse for what she had said. She did talk about the wound. Here she's talking about the wound. So here's Trina Trana saying to Julie, much love, do what you can, just what you can. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. And then Tina Trana says, it was an injury, just not a gunshot. Mitra did dress the wound. It didn't look like the typical gunshot wound, but he said it ricocheted. And then Susie says Mitra did not dress any wound. So this is the beginning part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to tell you that in the original posts where Mitra talked about this, she said that she had dressed his wound.
Yeah.
And that she said, as a combat medic, she credentialized herself as a combat medic that dressed his wound. that goes beyond lying and saying that, well, you know, you focused on his ribs and you thought it was weird after the fact that he didn't have any bruises. And, you know, for someone that was said to be in a hospital, just gotten out of surgery, and all these other things that are being said by the same group of people that fraud together, that lie together, it creates this cloud of confusion about what really happened. And there's lots of room to lie to clean it up. So that's what Mitra's trying to do. Here she is talking about the money. Mitra is saying people all pitch in to get him there. This is about raising money for the trip. She received the money. He didn't have it. And then she says, this is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Mitra was used. I do not see an apology from Orlando anywhere, and I cannot find that video from yesterday. Am I wrong? I know what I heard. Mitra responds, I said I would only give money after the court proceedings to Mitchell. She's talking about giving the money raised for him to go to court until after the court proceedings. She said, I had it available Friday, but thinking he would run. She's saying she had the money to give to him to go to the court proceedings available on a Friday, but she was afraid he would run. Think about that.
Yeah.
Did this woman have faith that Marcus Mitchell wouldn't do something shady in conjunction with the raising of the money just for him to go to court, yeah, let alone on this fake gunshot wound thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she knows he's a fraud, but they cover for each other anyway. You see that? And she says, only after which upset Marcus. So he got upset because she would only give him the money after. He wanted now, and I wouldn't bend. She knew. She knew. Anybody else? Luba said, I hope someone recorded that video. I know I took screenshots. In fact, let me go get one of them. Okay.
Yep.
So they're on. They're on to you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's Dan Garduño, the glass man. Also somebody that promoted. Somebody that not only promoted, but validated.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all went out there and said, see, a lot of people sent me the same footage and said, Marcus Mitchell has been shot. And mm-hmm. I was like, this don't pass the smell test.
Yep.
You know how many times one of these Standing Rock phonies has tried to set me up to tell one of their lies for them?
Yep, exactly.
But this doesn't even smell, you know, pass the smell test on the dumbest person. I don't know how all of these people who claim to have some sort of intelligence weren't duped. I don't believe that they were duped. I think mm-hmm. they knew a lot of things about this kid, and they went ahead and supported it anyway.
Yep.
And here is what Dan Garduño said. If I'm assuming correct, and you're talking about the radio show where we were all associated with Marcus Mitchell's cry for help. That's my radio show they're talking about.
Oh, wow.
and his own false flag event. Yep. That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I called them out for that show. I have yet to hear back from them. They don't want to hear absolute truth from a devotee of Krishna. Krishna will kick their asses and run them through the storm. So I sit back and watch and wait. I support you, Lolly. He's talking to Lolly B.
I see.
Another one of the people that supported the fraud and currently is one of the people who is involved in the Caravan Support Network and is working with Al Otro Lado, one of the main groups associated with Pueblos Sin Fronteras. And that is concurrently with Jake Lee Harris and some others giving very bad, very unethical, likely illegal advice to people in this caravan. Working with unaccompanied minors and leaving evidence all along the way that somebody in law enforcement or the FBI should be very, very, very carefully looking at it this time. Yes, Lolly B. She also supported the Marcus Mitchell fraud. Any wonder?
Yeah.
They're all down for all of these fraudsters. And Dan is in this video making excuses after I called them out on my show. They all made excuses, not apologies. They did not back down. They did not feel sorry that this was a fraud that was perpetrated on their friends. They didn't offer to pay back the money that they helped to raise for this fraudulent event. Instead, they made excuses for themselves and they made excuses for Mitchell. Watch Dan. Just quickly.
I don't know if this was on Halloween night, the night before, the night after, but it's been a pretty crazy weekend with everything going on with Marcus. And I just have to say that I am sorry that I relayed a bunch of bogus information and a bunch of bogus, bunch of lies. So, you know, I was in communication with Marcus directly.
Yeah. You basically told a bunch of lies.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But as I said, I don't think these folks are really upset at Marcus. They continue to support each other. No one holds anyone accountable. No one calls anyone on the carpet for doing anything wrong. No one says, whoa, wait a minute, you can't do that. Because they're involved to a large degree in supporting each other on their current campaign that is currently being investigated as part of this joint venture between Interpol, the U.S., and Mexico of trafficking of humans, international trafficking of humans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is a thing that is happening. There is a report that includes a list of people that was just put out by San Diego 7 News. So we know the investigation is happening. We know what it involves, and we know who it involves primarily. And it's some of these folks. So this is Lolly supporting Marcus after he was caught red-handed. She still doubled down.
Mm-hmm.
Still. She says she talked to him. And of course, she's Lolly B. Healing, remember?
Oh, yeah.
She's a healer.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you have to take what she's saying as if it was coming from her daddy.
From a doctor.
The person that has a real medical degree from a prestigious college. She says that Marcus experienced the most severe injury and extreme abuse of his rights. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a life-changing condition which can manifest in a variety of ways. Sometimes you decide that you want to lie to people about getting shot in the chest twice and defraud them online and commit, a cybercrime, because that's what PTSD does to people.
Yeah.
Don't you see all these veterans coming back and then robbing people and lying?
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're saying, right? That's what these people are trying to do. That's why this disingenuous person, Lolly B, is trying to say about people with mental instability or mental illness or with PTSD. Then she turns into a doctor and she says, traumatic brain injuries, where's the diagnosis?
Yeah, really.
Unless I'm looking on it on a document that came out of his records, his medical records, unless it is coming from a doctor, like a neurologist, not just, you know, some quack, but an actual doctor trained in the field, I don't believe you. And if this person truly is disabled to that degree, there should be documentation of it, ample mm-hmm.
exactly.
documentation
exactly.
of it. So I don't know why Lolly B has to make excuses and pretend to be a doctor and a psychologist all in one post, but she did feel like she had to.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the lengths that these folks are willing to go with the wrong people. For the wrong reasons, no matter how obvious the fraud is, they continue with their plan. Here's a picture of them from the Standing Rock Water Protectors time. There's Lolly and her dog and Marcus in the front.
Yep.
They stick together. Here's Joy Brunn raising money for Marcus Mitchell. She's from the Indigenous Environmental Network. Her nephew, Wiaka Eagleman, which is part of Aral Medicine, one of the many people with the Caravan Support Network. In fact, he's one of the admins on the page. He is one of the admins on the page. And there was at least three admins on that list, mm-hmm. right? She was raising money for the fraud. She posted his, you know, request for assistance. And then she says, Marcus is saying Western Union is preferable. Please contact him here in Facebook to get information. So Mitra Sin is raising money for him,
yeah.
for his travel to court. We have a GoFundMe for him that was raising up to $20,000 for his medical expenses from 2.5 years ago. He is, and for court costs. And he has Joy Brun raising money saying Western Union it to him.
Yeah, directly.
Yeah. Cash I also saw posts asking for Venmo and PayPal.
Okay.
So there was a lot of people raising money for him. Joy was then one of the people. Again, she's with the Indigenous Environmental Network. That later said, hey, this was a fraud. But here's what she said initially. She didn't, like all of these other phonies, she didn't say what this kid did was wrong. It's a crime. We need to call out, harshly call out people like this, mm-hmm. especially that are calling themselves water protectors and making money off of using that name that we hold dear and prestigious amongst our protesters or amongst the movement of water defenders or nature defenders or mm-hmm. whatever the hell you want to call yourself these days, and say that this was something that everyone should condemn. Okay. No, this is what she posted instead about the fraud. This is what she had to say. A statement will come out later regarding the scam. Let's put that over here to the side. Let's not talk about the scam or the scammers right now. Okay. Right now, I'd rather have loved, rather have cared. I'd rather have opened my heart to pain and to be broken than not. We care, and that's why we do what we do. This is a movement. This is a family. Of what? Of criminals? Because how do you love your children, your neighbor, or anybody that you claim to care about by supporting them when they commit crimes? How is that love? If I did that to my children, I would have them taken away from me. Mm-hmm. What, you condone your child committing fraud? Do you know that parents of children that allow their kids to do that can be charged with the crimes their children commit?
Exactly.
No, that's not love. That's ridiculous. So here is Joy making excuses. Oh, yeah, that's the other one. So this was Joy making excuses. I already read that one.
Yep.
Here's another person that was making excuses for this fraud, Marcus Mitchell. More recently, he was seen making excuses for the black Israelites, the racist black Israelites that were spewing hatred, venom and hatred at all of the people in their ears distance, in their earshot. At the Lincoln Memorial, when the Covington Catholic School kids were confronted by Nathan Phillips, and Nathan Phillips perpetrated a hoax hate crime. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Vizens was there to defend that hoax as well. Coinkydink? Do you think that I've been able to go down the list of people that defended this hoax and found parallels to them currently being involved in criminal activity or being under investigation for allegations of such, or having been participants of supporting previous frauds? I don't think so. Take a listen to the extreme anger that Ryan Vizens has for me, because I am calling them out, because I am denouncing what they did and calling it what it is, a co-conspirator. You're a co-ally in the criminality. Here is what he had to say about me.
Years ago, apparently, he had put out a live video that said that he had been shot and he needed help. And water protectors had come together to try to help him. People had started raising money to try to give him support that he needed. helping him out with hotel rooms and food and a GoFundMe to try to get him back on his feet. What he had said was happening is he did a live feed where he was claiming that he had been shot twice. It eventually came out that he had not been shot and that he was actually telling a lie. And I'm only going live because I'm watching another live feed that's on Facebook right now where somebody's like really seriously demonizing people that were trying to do the right thing by helping somebody. I'm not justifying what he did by any means. Obviously, taking advantage of people, lying to people is not acceptable by any means. I'm not someone to pass judgment on people. I'm not the perfect person in the world. But obviously stealing from people and lying, especially saying something like you've been shot and that you're dying, that's obviously something that goes farther than just lying, right? Like, that's like some kind of mental issues. But whether or not you think people are dumb for believing it or dumb for helping give him money, people were generally trying to do the right thing. People heard that somebody was being hurt, and they stepped up, and they tried to help financially any way they could. And I'm just seeing this live feed where people are just getting rung through the ringers for trying to be good people. You know, generally, if somebody ever said they were shot, 99% out of the 100 times, they would probably be shot. Like, most people wouldn't lie about that, right? So the people that really, I believe, that stood up, there was a guy named John Gonzalez who was trying to get help for this guy, Marcus Mitchell. There was another guy, Orlando Cruz. I don't roll with any of these guys. I don't know them. I've heard their names before. I don't believe that any of them had malicious intent in their heart when they were trying to get this man help. Now, there's people that are trying to paint like these guys were, like, in on some gig to get $2,000 or something like that from Marcus. And I really don't see that being the case. Now, what I do want to keep in mind that I think it's important that you also recognize is obviously Marcus is going through mental issues. Like I said, the dude got shot in the eye and lost his eye. You know, he was then handcuffed to a hospital bed in Bismarck, North Dakota. You know, there's a lot of people walked out of Standing Rock with a lot of traumas and a lot of post-traumatic stress and issues like that, and some more than others. I would assume people, you know, Sophia Lewinsky lost her arm. This man got shot in the eye. Some people are going through mental issues, and it's not necessarily, you know, a justifiable term all the sense, but you have to pay attention to these issues and take them for what they are. You know what I mean? Obviously there's issues happening, but you know, you can't just say, oh, this is a bad guy. The guy's going through all kinds of PTSD. He's going through all kinds of stress. I'm not defending what he did because it was wrong, right? But to sit there and try to demonize the people that were trying to help him is just low class, man. It's just low class. You know, generally, if a water protector needs help and there's a community of us that camped out for months and months through the winter, through freezing cold, through all kinds of situations that were very intense, if a brother needed help or a sister needed help, you would be there. You wouldn't question whether or not they were lying. You would try to help them. So I'm not demonizing anybody who gave support or fell for his lie. And I think it's very important to not do that. There's people out there that are obviously trying to divide people and destroy any kind of relation and destruction and destruct any kind of bonds that water protectors can have by sitting there and calling people stupid every time they make a mistake for trying to help somebody. And that's not the way to go towards progress. That's not going to get you anywhere. You know, like I said, what he did was wrong, for sure. Lying to people and saying that you were shot, 100% wrong. I'm not justifying his mental state. I'm not justifying him lying to people. It was completely wrong. But there was way worse f***ing people at Standing Rock that took advantage of people. John Bigelow, who stole God knows how much money from a Chetty Shikoe camp. Michael Woods, the head of the vet, ran off with like $800,000 that were meant for the vets. Now you're taking the one guy who was like shot in the face and going through mental issues and completely demonizing him for having issues going on and demonizing the people that came out and tried to support him. You know, you can't let this stuff kind of divide you. I mean, Cindy Gomez, you can say whatever you want. You don't know me. You can't say about me because I've told the truth the whole time. I have nothing to hide. You know, but we have to not let people sit there and criticize and demonize people for trying to help each other, man. The whole point of this movement is people for people movement, you know, and there's people that are obviously after the whole case just trying to people anytime they can. Meanwhile, they're not doing anything. They're like armchair activists sitting at their house running their mouth. They don't do anything except talk on the internet. So, get the out of here with that. So what I'm telling you guys is continue to support your brothers and sisters. If somebody's in needs help, listen to them. You know, there's obviously good people in the world, bad people in the world. It's up to you to be able to figure out who's good and who's bad. Sometimes you're going to get screwed over, and sometimes you're really going to help people. But don't let people diminish your intentions of trying to help people if somebody says they need help. That's what makes good people, is doing the best you can for people that need help. And don't let anybody demonize you for that. Keep standing, man. I love you guys. That's all I got to say. If you don't know about what happened, I'm sure you'll learn. But there's instigators all over the internet, a bunch of people that run their mouth and don't do but sit on the internet. Come after me if you want. I ain't got to hide. So, love you guys. Thank you. Mini Wachoni, water is life. Keep standing. Honor the treaties. Protect, love, respect each other. And through unity, we can make anything happen. But not with like this that are just trying to devolve the movement. Love you. Bye.
Here on 88.1 FM KPPPLP Fargo Moorhead, where we're adding local color to your airwaves.
Wow, he's really a potty mouth.
Mother with that mouth. Listen, let me tell you something. He is super angry. You know why? There was something he said in there that gives away how these people brainwash their marks. Okay?
Yeah.
Because he said something that when you heard it, it sounded like a little bit off. He said, whether you're one of those people that thinks that they're dumb, the people that gave Marcus money are dumb for giving him money, or whether you think that those people are dumb for believing Marcus. And I was like, I wasn't criticizing people that supported this hoax as co-conspirators of his crime, which I believed them to be. Because I showed you, it was more than just like, oh, I heard Marcus is hurt and I don't know the circumstances of it at all. But if you can help him, help him. Nah. They're like, I dressed his wound. I'm a combat medic. Mm-hmm. It's real. It happened. Right? They put out information that was false and misleading to make you believe the lie. They went above and beyond to make you believe the lie. So did Orlando Cruz. Mm-hmm. So did Orlando Cruz, the guy you're about to see. And here's what he had to say when he was defending the Black Israelites. Indefensible, you would think. But he did it. He managed to do it. This is Ryan Vizen's No Spiritual Surrender is the Facebook page that he runs. And, you know, when he was saying, he also gave away in this other little piece. Let me just say one more thing about this. I know what he gave away something about the way he thinks of the people and how they reacted to my reporting. I was never insinuating on my show that those people were stupid for believing that Marcus was injured, because I know that they knew he wasn't injured, or stupid for giving money. That means all the people out there who actually defrauded were stupid. And that's who he's talking to, because mm-hmm. those people are his mark. Those people are John Gonzalez's mark. Those people are Marcus Mitchell's and Lolly B's, Myron Dewey's, Orlando Cruz's, Joy Bronze. That's their bread and butter. They need all of those people to cry real tears when they say somebody got fake shot. They need people to cry real tears when they hear that, you know, Jussie Smollett is being attacked by the MAGA hat wearers. That's what they, you know, are trying to elicit from you, a real emotion. And when I tell you this was baseless, completely fabricated, he's afraid that his marks, the marks of these frauds, are going to have the natural reaction that goes with a loss like that. You go through the five stages of grief. But you know what? At the end of that, you realize, you accept that you have been defrauded. And once you get to the point where you accept that, you don't have any respect for the fraud anymore, because you've gone through disbelief. You've gone through bargaining. You've gone through all of those things. And at the end of it, you were still defrauded by someone and all of these other people helping that someone. And when you can reach that conclusion with surety, you're not going to let yourself be defrauded anymore. That's what they're really scared of. Losing hold on your brain. So he's like, keep standing up and mini Wachoni. because he wants to keep on playing the game. He was defending with his platform, by the way. Notice it comes right from his platform, no spiritual surrender, which raised about 20,000 or more followers, especially during the Standing Rock movement when it was called something else. I can't remember. If somebody that's watching or listening remembers, drop it in the comments what it used to be called. Duke, read this post about the... In fact, now I'll read it. He says, every single post, people come in and scream and holler to, quote, watch the videos of the black Israelites screaming at these kids, trying to somehow justify that as an excuse for them to be rude to Nathan Phillips. See how I just tucked the lie in?
Oh, yeah.
Time and time again, this entire story has been focused around Nick Sandman, one of 100 plus boys out there involved with this. Sandman may have become the face of this MAGA hate group, but he was by no means the only one. What those black Israelites did had zero responsibility to how these MAGA dorks treated Mr. Phillips, a Native American man, a descendant of the same people these children's ancestors slaughtered for this land. Whoa, that took an ugly turn, Duke.
Yeah, no kidding.
We went from 0 to 60. Mm-hmm. But alas, here we are playing the spin game. So here is an unreleased video none of you have ever seen. Make sure to turn the volume all the way up. Make sure you listen to these little jerks mock his singing. Brave's mockery song of his ancestors. Wait. Okay, I'm sorry. I missed a part. Make sure you listen to these entitled little creeps recite the Atlanta Braves mockery song of his ancestors, trying to drown him out. Make sure you look at over a dozen of these scumbags doing a tomahawk chop in plain disrespect of him, his culture, and his ancestors. Screw everyone in Catholicism. Whoa.
Everyone.
Damn, Duke. Mm-hmm. That was toward you and me.
Yep.
And further, that defends these walking piles of MAGA garbage. This is what racism sounds like. And yes, the it's not rape if they enjoy it poophead kid in the background to prove he was with this group. Hmm. Okay. We're not going to play that video.
No.
But anyway, I just wanted to show you how he managed to defend the black Israelites. Give them a pass, say that nothing that they did had anything to do with how the kids were reacting, when it literally was the only reason the kids were chanting to drown out the hate speech of the black Israelites.
Yeah.
But let's put that aside, and then he just lays into these kids in the most hateful way. But that's what they do, you see. That's what they do. They sign on for the BS. Now, one more thing I wanted to talk to you about. When we're going to get to this video right now, we're going to start watching, get some popcorn, get some snacks, because we're going to watch this video, and I want you to take notes. I hope you're taking notes about what he's about to tell us they're doing at the Texas camps. But here is what he says he's reporting with Native News Media, and this is their about page. So it shows you that it is a Native media network, and it has... scroll down, please.
12,000 followers.
How many?
12,000.
12,000 followers, right? And then it says Native Media News. Native Media Network was launched with the mission of and promise to provide literacy programs. And I didn't see where it's from. Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I think that's it. Right. Here is the Native Media News team. You see there's Harmon Houghton and Robert Stottins. I didn't really get into who Stottens is, but I did check into who Harmon Horton is, the founder of Native News Media. This is his Facebook page. And it turns out that he is friends with Myron Dewey. Here he is with Myron Dewey, hanging out with him at this event. One of the people to the right there posted a little poster in the comments. If you'll move it over, it says, one more down. It says, Myron Dewey, Smoke Signals, Digital Smoke Signals, brings his powerful story to Santa Fe. And he's with Harmon Houghton. And then Jonelle Romero says, photo taken at the 14th Red Nation Film Festival, Santa Fe, leading Native Film Festival. Natives in charge of the narrative, August 15th through 19th. Event, August 15th at the Hotel Santa Fe, Red Nation Conversation Series, Native Women in Film. Okay, so here's the poster from Jonelle Romero's page of the actual thing she posted in the comments. And look at that, Duke. It says, Film Festival on the Road, Natives in Charge of Their Narrative. And if you could make that a little bit bigger, I'm going to share some of the people at this event. As you can see, in person, they've got Faith Keeper, Open Lions, Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth.
Yep.
Jonelle Romero is one of the people appearing at this event.
Okay.
Then there's Pearl Means and Peter Spitter. I'm not going to read all of this, but another interesting one is Deb Haaland, now Congresswoman Deb Haaland, who was part of the Indigenous People's March. In fact, she was given security. Her security detail were the Red Rum people, some of whom were involved with the security of Deb Haaland at the Indigenous People's March, where the Nathan Phillips hoax took place. And incidentally, Deb Haaland was one of the people that supported Nathan Phillips and tweeted about her feelings about the incident. But she immediately took a side, and that was the side she took. Interesting. Both of those women on the poster at this event. So Jonelle Romero's page was interesting. I went over there to check her out and see what's going on with her. And then I found this post, Duke, about her. Well, this is her her about section that tells you where she works, what her school is. And it's pretty impressive. I think it gives Christina Hollenbeck a run for her money. If you keep scrolling there, you'll see that she has. Oh, you're going to have to make that bigger for me. She is a film director at American Holocaust. When it's all over, I'll still be Indian. CEO, co-founder, director, producer, writer at Red Nations Film, founder, president, Red Nations Film Festival, Native Cinema, founder, president, Native Women in Film and Television, actor, an actress in all of this stuff, of course, SAG actress, CEO, founder, owner, Red Nation Television, founder, president, Red Nation Celebration Institution, works at member at Academy Motion Pictures Art and Sciences, actress at TNT, actress at Imagine ENT, actress at Ishlan, actress at Handmade Films, at the American Film Institute, at NBC, at Lionsgate Films, at CBS.
Wow,
indeed. Mm-hmm. And here's a post that she wrote about this tattoo on her arm, which is in Hebrew.
Okay.
I know, right? It says, I have Spanish, Sephardic in my lineage, Zuni, Apache, Tewa, Piro, New Mexico, Rarámuri, Chihuahua, Mexico, Irish, German, journeying through the polarities, having the historic trauma of conquest, colonization, assimilation, conflicting cultural values. Can you go all the way to the top there? No, the other way. This is what Joanella wrote. She said, I am my blood, that of a Spanish Sephardic Jew, Mescalero Apache, Navajo, Southern Ute, Paiute, Cheyenne Nations, Pawnee, Pohuaca, by marriage and Oneida Iroquois family relations. My son's name in Hebrew is on the inside of my left arm where the Nazis tattooed numbers at Auschwitz. Pride instead of shame and horror. That was really bizarre.
Yeah.
Because it was, okay, you know why it was bizarre, right? Okay, I don't even have to explain that one. So it reminded me of the bizarre post that Dewey made when he was in Mexico City with the caravan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was talking about the Central Americans, mm-hmm. and he said, there are thousands of Central Americans already in the U.S. We, because he's one of the, you know, Central Americans, I think he means indigenous people. Mm-hmm. We are descendants of the tribes of Israel. And this land belongs to us. The resources are ours. This is Myron Dewey of Digital Smoke Signals. And they call me a wacko.
Yeah, really?
They say this about me. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out something. Mm-hmm. And I want to remind folks that among many of the people that are either being investigated, questioned, are on that list, raised their hand on that show where I showed you, they all said, I'm on the list. Mm-hmm. Dewey was one of those people that was interrogated, and this was his post about being interrogated with Homeland Conspiracy. Today I spoke with Homeland Conspiracy. So this is where he posted that he was interrogated by an officer named Gonzalez, that he was there until 2:30 in the morning, that mm-hmm. they took his phone away from him, that he was unwilling to answer their questions, that, you know, he felt that they were trying to intimidate him. And then, of course, there is Evan in Texas talking about creating the Asylum Seekers Caravan Support Network and the beginning of these camps. This is the Antifa leader. This is the anarchist Antifa leader. This is the BAM-connected leader of these caravan support networks. One of the many organizations, groups that are being investigated on that list. One of the people, in fact, Evan Duke, said he was on that list in the last show where we talked about the list. And here he's talking about the creation of these camps. This is why it's very important for you to listen to this following tape with Orlando Cruz, because all of this goes right back on the folks of the camps. What does Orlando Cruz have to say? Well, pull up a chair, get comfy. Let's watch it together.
All right. If you'd like to listen to Orlando Cruz's live streams, go to kpppfm.com and go to A Mexican Crossing Lines.
Bernie Sanders' campaign and people are connected to a bunch of these phonies. Mm-hmm. So when they say, hey, I know Hollywood people need to come out, they're not lying. When they say, hey, Bernie's people, if you're listening, you should help us, because they do know Bernie's people. So, yeah, it's a thing. And I'm sorry I made you watch all of that, but just remember that came from a whole bunch of different videos. And I think it's important to document somewhere, because they may, remove their pages. They may remove their videos in the future. And whether it's because he's impaired on something, sleep deprived, or just a blabbermouth, Orlando Cruz, whether you see him as a legitimate media person or not, from Native Media Network, I never did see the press pass. I can't verify he really is with that network, but I do know he said that he was. He's telling you a lot about what they're planning, what they're doing, what they're connected to, and it's something that should be noted. It's something that needs to be documented somewhere and seriously looked at. Somebody needs to seriously look at this guy. I hope that folks are, especially the law enforcement in that area, is focused on what's happening at this camp, the persons that are at this camp, and what exactly they're doing with these drones that they want hooked up to burner phones, with the requested body armor, and with their intent to find Border Patrol agents' families. All of this seems highly questionable behavior.
Yes, yes.
And this Mexican Crossing Lines would like to see somebody to get on it. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to our program here on 88.1 FM KPPPLP Fargo Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. Stay tuned for more on the Caravan Support Network. Good night.